Welcome to the Almost Awesome Esports Podcast. I'm your host tonight, Ben, and with me I've got my two co-hosts, Tyron and Simon. Tyron, how are you tonight?
I'm alive, which is a good thing.
You're alive? Pretty awesome. And Simon, how about you? Are you alive tonight?
I am, and I'm a bit sweaty and hot.
Here at Almost Awesome, we're here to bring you the newest and latest news coming from the esports scene that is trending at the moment. Tonight's episode has been introduced by Drive, by PerKillSofty, and we'll leave a link in the description below. With that out of the way, I'm going to take it over to Simon to introduce the one-minute quickie for tonight.
Alright, my question for tonight for you guys is, if you had $1 million, what would be the first thing you'd buy with it?
Well, I guess I'll go first, and probably the first thing I would buy, and the only thing I would buy, is an LCS team. That's kind of against the point, you know? What you gotta look towards is $1 billion, the American jackpot lottery.
Sure, it's true.
What about you, Ben? What would you buy with $1 million?
Jesus Christ. I'd start with a house that actually has decent internet, and then I'd get a computer that would I could benefit from that decent internet, and then I'd probably just bulge out on Steam sales.
Fair enough.
What about you, Simon?
I'd probably buy a souvenir Dragon Lore, every skin in Smite, a computer that could run Smite very well, like a $10,000 computer that's like the giant big rig that I can stick in my wall.
Just for Smite?
Just for Smite.
Just buy a house dedicated.
And then I'd buy like a subscription to Adobe Premiere or Adobe Suite.
Or Pornhub.
That too.
Alright,
I'm classy. I'm a classy person. Let's go to you, porn.
Exactly.
Jeez Christ.
Learned that a couple of weeks ago, guys. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so my question for tonight for both of you is, if you had $1 million, which LCS team... Okay, let me rephrase that. If you had $1 billion, which team would you buy out from esports in general? So from any league, any game, what team would you buy out?
I'll go first with this. I think I would buy the small team of Cloud9, all of it, every single piece of it. So I'd have the Smite team, the League team, and the CSGO team.
Who is Cloud9?
Oh, it's a small American NA team that they're rising up in the ranks, but I think they could be a big showing in the next few majors.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think they've kind of died off, but, you know, that doesn't matter too much.
Shut the fuck up.
They're about as dead as, you know, my great-great-grandfather.
Sucks to be you.
But yeah. Hey.
So salty.
But yeah, as I said before, considering I have $1 million and, you know, you've just combined the question and answer from last time together, I would probably buy TSM, because TSM?
Question mark?
No, not question mark. They're crap. TSM.
Got him, dude.
What about you, Ben?
If I had $1 billion, I'd probably buy TSM off Tyron. Because it's TSM.
God fucking damn it, you can't buy a team I've just bought.
You can't just steal everyone else's answers.
Hey, he stole it off me first. I just silently did not tell anyone.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I'll go into my question here, and we've got something a little more original. So, recently we had the iBuyPower match fixers given a permanent ban. Do you think they should have been given a permanent ban after the year of waiting? Simon, you first.
Serious time now. I don't think they should. It's been a year, and this whole stuff has only just come out, and it's... I think Valve has spent way too long on deliberating their judgment to really ruining a lot of the players' careers. Like, Swag, he's still a teenager, and his whole Counter-Strike career has just been flushed down the toilet because of one stupid mistake he made, which is fair enough, but I'm not a fan of Valve's judgment.
Yeah.
But what can you do, really?
Yeah. What about you, Ben?
I'm going to have to agree there with Simon. Just, like, a year out of the pro scene on wait to just hear what your judgment was is a bit of an overkill. Like, fair enough for what they did. They deserve that year wait, but for the wait so long only to be told, hey, your career's over altogether, that's just harsh.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys. You know, if they had been told, you know, a year ago that, you know, they were permanently banned from the game, then fair enough. But considering they've been forced to wait a year to, you know, determine whether or not they can come back and play, I think one of them tweeted out on Twitter that they can't even be a coach or have anything to do with a team going into a major or a minor or anything to do with Valve. So essentially they've just wasted a year waiting. It just seems like a complete waste of time. But anyway, that wraps up the 1 minute. Simon, you want to spring us in with the news?
Sure. I've got some CSGO news for the episode today. We have, as I was just talked about, the Ivo Power team and the other team that nobody really talks about anymore was found for years or for indefinite ban for on from all Valve tournaments and Valve anything really for Ivo Power and all of their team. We also have Cloud9 picking up Stewie2K to round out their roster. It's been a bit of a wait to see what's happening with that, so it should be good to see some Cloud9
rest in peace
action. Well, that's the way you think of it. I'm just excited to see what they do with it.
Die.
Oh well, all right. Maniac, formerly the Titan coach, has gone and moved off Titan and is now coaching the team Envious, which is basically what Titan used to be and is now the better team that is Titan. We also have Renegades and Cyber Zen invited to the Asia Minor Championship taking place at IEM Taipei, which should be good to see some Australian teams and, well, go against some of those Asian teams that we don't really see and see how we can beat at least some other region.
We can beat someone. Woohoo!
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, we have also this in Smite news. The SWC 2016 happened last couple of days. The Australians, Avant-Garde, got shot down in the first matches of the days. Sad to see Australian or an Oceania team go down so quickly. The reigning champions of Cloud9 made it through to the semis, but was shut down by the European Epsilon Esports, putting Epsilon into the grand finals. The second seed NA team and ME Esports made it through to the grand finals, losing only one match to Paradigm. The grand final was a great matchup. Enemy had the better team comp and was ahead at the start of pretty much all the games, but it seems that they had some misplays that just shut them down, and they really just sent them to a spiral. The European Epsilon Esports are officially the best Smite team in the world, at least for a while. Taryn or Ben, your news?
Well, thank you for that, Simon. This week I'm going to spin things up and talk about League of Legends. Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Something different.
Former C9 Tempest support Sheep announced retirement yesterday, stating that his very short but bold post that he simply just lost motivation to play. My heart isn't really into this anymore, and I want to move on and start my next chapter in life, he states in a statement. Over to Gambit Gaming. Gambit Gaming have finalized their new roster, announcing Tuesday for the upcoming CIS Challenger Series. As follow are the three base players for Moco, Lex and Archie, with the trial members Blood Phoenix and Fanato. QG Reapers pick up not only one member, but two in the last 48 hours. Ex-member for Masters 3, Dade, has come over to QG Reapers as a reserve mid. QG and UB have previously mentioned that they wish to create a roster this season consistingly of roughly 1 to 2 reserve players per each role. At the moment, the team is consisting of 10 active players, so it'll be interesting to see how further they're going to grow. So now, to the second member of this team, QG Reapers have picked up ex-StarCraft coach Park Wong-Woon, now head coach for the QG Reapers. Park is best known for taking SKT1 on a victorious reign through the StarCraft Broad Wars from 2008 to 2012, as well as CJ Entis in the StarCraft 2 scene. Overall, QG have picked up on two awesome members to this team, and it'll be awesome to see what's in store next for them. And finally, to some local news, Sheaves Black are recruiting their mid/support roles for the upcoming Oceanic Challenger Series. They currently have Sheaves Point in the top lane, Czar in the jungle, Zero in the ADC, as well as Chef Rosie as their support. stating Rosie is comfortable to flex out to mid as well, but their main focus will be on mid lane recruitment itself. For those who wish to try out, must have been Diamond 2 in Season 5, and for those who have climbed in the preseason, very sorry, but maybe next time. So with that league news out of the way, I'm going to take it over to Taran.
Cheers, Ben. Just in some other league news happening pretty much right now, SKT has just defeated CJ Entis 2-0 in the first game of the OGN LCK, and KT has beaten Africa 2-0 as we speak. So after a week delay, the World Call of Duty League started last night in Australia with Orbit GG, Tainted Minds, Immunity, and Envy taking wins from Mindfreak, XL5, Apotheon, and Chiefs respectively. Over in the EU, we saw Infused, Splice, XL, and Epsilon take a share of top place. The next Dota Major was announced to be held in Manila, in the Philippines. The group stages will begin on the 25th of February, with the bracket stage running from March 2 to March 6. Bob Ross Fan Club has defeated Cloud9, another loss to Cloud9, and to win the Heroes Rising LAN event. And finally, in the ESL Gears of War Pro League, Denial sits on top of the ladder, followed by Envious and Flex Gaming, Vex Gaming, Annex and Enemy Esports sit at the bottom. I'm going to hand it back to Ben now to speak about Fantasy LCS.
So, over the last week or so, we've gathered a bunch of people, and we've actually decided to sign up for a Fantasy LCS team. With that, we have our own subdivisions, own sub-teams that we will be competing against each other, funny enough. So this week, my team will be up against NeoMav's team. We're going to have Taboo Gods, which will be Tyrant, up against Paragon Miracles. Kasing is King. And as well as Simon's Smite is better than League team, against Stowe's Poet Lovers. We'll probably update you in the next upcoming few podcasts just to see how our weekly tournaments go out. And with that, I'm going to take it over to Taran to introduce the topic this week.
Cheers, Ben. So basically, the main topic for this week is changes you would like to see, whether they're sensible or not sensible, in a game. So, you know, we see games getting patched pretty much all the time. The most recent example is Counter-Strike with the R8 getting patched into the game and then getting an extreme massive nerf. So which changes do you want to, you know, would you bring back from the past? Or would you, you know, change a little bit? Or essentially, what do you want to change from the games you love? Ben, do you want to go first?
Okay, I wouldn't say from the game I love, but I would like a fucking camera lock on Dota 2. Holy shit. I'm so annoyed with getting, like, team fights, and I'm like, where the fuck am I? There's a big clusterfuck in middle or top lane or, like, 5v1 down bot lane. I'm just getting orgied, and I just can't see where the fuck I am. Or sometimes I misclick, and I don't know where I am, and I lose myself, and it's so stupid.
You know there's a key that you can press to lock the camera to your player, right?
I haven't figured that out yet.
If
I just
you press
have to, like,
space,
I just have to, I have
then
to
the camera will
space.
Go to your player, and it will center on your player. If you double tap it and hold it down, then it will stick to your player, but you can't attack with it. It's just a follow camera.
I know, it's so stupid.
Jesus.
I just want a League one that just, like,
yeah,
you just
League,
you just
shit.
Press it once.
It's too easy.
Too easy, says you. League. You're not even level
30. Fuck you.
Can't play smart.
League's not too easy. The reason League's too easy is because of champions like Teemo and Yi. They need to be removed from the game right now.
I wouldn't say removed. I wouldn't say removed on Yi.
Pardon?
Go. Yeah, I was gonna say, is that your creation? Is your addition to the game? Or
that's one of them. That's one of them. As well as that, you know, bring back the supports being able to put down as many wards as they can. That really pisses me off. Yeah, supports that, you know, put down no wards. Go back to season 3 when you could put down 30 wards and, you know, spam the base with pink wards and green wards. But yeah, other than that, bring back the OP R8 revolver in CSGO.
Yeah, well, that one, I think they had to remove.
No.
Because that one was just OP as shit. You could just get an ace with, like, 3 bullets.
Yeah, it was great. You know, you could run around with, you wouldn't have to buy a single other weapon for the entire game. You could use it as an AWP and us too. You could, you know, run up, you could face hit, you could. It was essentially every gun you needed in one pistol.
It removes the need for a
AWP
eco round.
Exactly. It's good.
No, yes. It's not good.
OP Gunter OP. I want it back. I mean, I could do good.
Yeah, well, okay.
As I said,
sure.
The changes don't have to be sensible. Just things you would like to see changed.
True. Things I'd like to see changed would be some more challenge to League of Legends. I'm joking.
Okay.
It'd be the Counter-Strike. I'd like to see them put Nuke back into the active map pool. Like, I love Nuke. Nuke is one of my favorite maps. And I don't understand why they changed it for Train, because no one likes Train. Train is
Train. Train is fun. Train is good. No, I like Train.
No.
I like it when it gets derailed.
No, you're wrong. Train sucks.
Jesus Train Christ, is savage tonight.
Train is so bad.
Tonight, everybody would just like to point out that Simon is savage, and we do not hold any responsibility to anyone who gets offended.
Well, he's insulted League and Train players in the matter of 30 seconds, so, you know.
Yeah, like, what if someone plays Train Simulator 2016? Like, Jesus, Simon, you're going to think of people out there.
Okay, sure, all right. And another one I'd like to see is Smite. Going back to Taren's talk about when he said that wards. In Smite, they changed the amount of wards you can place from 3 to 2, which it doesn't seem like a lot, but it really does suck, because it means you can't actively ward your entire jungle or the entire lane next to your jungle so you don't get ganked. So it's so much harder to get ganked, or much easier to get ganked now, and harder to just snowball and carry easy peasy.
Is that 2 per person or 2 per team?
2 per person.
Okay, so you can have 10 wards all up on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really doesn't sound like enough.
That doesn't sound like it's not enough.
I mean,
they also changed the size of wards, so they become smaller, so you can't block off a whole alleyway now. You have to like either use 2 to block off 2 of them or change your ward location, which isn't bad. It just means there's more ways of you to get ganked and get destroyed when you're playing ADC.
So it sounds like it's given jungle a lot more power.
Yeah. You'd think, but really, you can still ward in like behind you and they'll still try and run behind you.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Easy peasy.
Fair enough. Ben, have you got any other ones? Any League changes? You speak about League a lot. Any League changes you want? Whether they be serious or not?
I would honestly, seriously like to see a system implemented that, like, the most minimum, like, average to minimum stats that's been coming out lately of people placing wards is actually 2 per game. And that's, like, every lane. That's not just, like, the carry. That's not just the mid laner. That's every lane. And that's, like, supports as well. So I'd like to see a system in, like, hey, you gotta, like, put down at least 3 or more, or we're going to be like giving you timeouts for not actually, you know, being a fucking team member.
See, but then you get people like myself who, you know, buy a Sightstone, and because I realize that the amount of wards you place counts towards your ranking, so I would stand at spawn for about a minute and just spam my Sightstone.
Jeez.
Build up the amount of wards placed. So,
well, everyone could just be like Tyrone and just be an actual ward themselves as they stand in bush as Teemo.
See, but if they remove Teemo from the game, that wouldn't be possible.
Oh yes, yay, more wards removed. That's what we need.
You can't seriously be counting Teemo as a ward.
He is a ward. He's practically useless for now.
Hey, no. Teemo is not useless. He's just annoying and needs
ward.
To be killed permanently.
Totally. 5v1 Teemo top. That's how we do it.
Exactly.
So we roll.
Exactly. We go invisible and just watch everyone walk past us and then kill them.
If you guys play Teemo, then you can send us a message on Twitter at @AE_Taren and tell him how much he sucks.
Hey. Please do. Because Teemo players, I want to know why you main Teemo and I want to abuse you back.
And that goes to all of us tonight. If any of you listeners at home feel that you would like to share your opinion on what needs changing where, feel free to shoot us a message at our Twitter accounts at @IE_Ben. Same goes with Simon at @IE_Simon, as well as Tyrone just mentioned there. So yeah, feel free to send us through a message on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely. Just quickly before we finish up, one other thing that I really want to see added is OCE servers to Paladins. because I've just started playing the game. I've played, you know, an hour to an hour and a half of it, and boy, is it good. It's so much fun.
Do you see that as being the next eSport?
Yes. I see it becoming... I think Hi-Rez has announced a $100,000 tournament coming up soon.
Well, I think once the game is released.
No, I think it's... Is it still a beta? Oh, I think they're doing a beta tournament somewhere.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's great.
They're encouraging teams there, and then there's an active community on Reddit. So, it seems like there's a community going for it. We just need OCE servers so that OCE players can enjoy the game without missing shots because, you know, you shoot at one place and then all of a sudden they're on the other side of the map. Please.
Or because you're tiring. Please. And bad.
Please. Hey. I'm not bad. I'm just not very good.
that's the definition of bad.
No. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'll admit I'm bad at the game, but I'm only level 3.
Well, that's fair enough then.
So with tonight's very interesting main topic out of the way, I'm going to take it over to Simon to tell us about the Play of the Week.
Well, the Play of the Week this week is from the Smite World Championships. It's one of the first game, the sixth game on day one. It was Enemy Esports versus Fnatic. This was a 45-ish minute match, which is fairly long for a Smite game. There starts off with a team fight next to Fire Giant, which is like the Baron in League. All the players are there except for one player, which is Chaos from Enemy, who is playing Zhongkwei. He has it back to get HP, so Fnatic isn't expecting him in this team fight. He uses teleports a ward and TP's behind Fnatic's mid and ADC, stunning and killing them both, then taking the Fire Giant buff and winning the entire game for Enemy and pushing them into the quarterfinals, which is really, truly top-level players. It was out of nowhere, and it really surprised me and surprised everyone watching.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great game. I wish I had stayed up till 6 a.m. to watch it.
Yeah, this one, I think it was like 6 or 7 a.m.
Yeah, that was the only bad thing with
it. I didn't watch it live.
It was the only bad thing with the World Championship because it was in America. You know, you couldn't watch all of them over here.
No, I had to watch them all VOD style on YouTube and caught up with all the happenings and everything with that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that, Simon. We're now going to leave you to drive to outro this episode, but before we do, thank you very much again for listening to our podcast. You can contact us at our Twitters. Where can we find you, Taren?
As we mentioned before, you can find me on Twitter at @_Taren. You can find me on my blank for a sec. On Steam at Mr. Inconsistent. On League at Taboo1108. On Battle.net at Taboo108. Also, you can find us on our Facebook page at Almost Awesome Esports. And that's about it. What about you, Simon?
You can find me at the aforementioned Twitter. You can also find me at DJMVCS on Steam. My profile picture is a woman with extreme double chin, and the name is like a face. It's kind of difficult to understand. But you can also find me on Smite at DJ Monkey Vomit, on League at DJ Monkey Vomit on the OCE servers, and on Battle.net at DJ Monkey Vomit. It seems to be a theme there.
Monkey Vomit.
And you can find myself at @AAE_Ben at Twitter, as well as you can find me at White Ravenix on the OCE servers. Thank you very much for listening tonight, guys, and as always, stay awesome.
See ya.
Thank you.